start your day in the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We find ourselves samuch v'nira to the Yom Hamar Asara B'Tevis. We all know the famous word of the Budraham, brought in Tur, that if Asara B'Tevis would be Chal on Shabbos, since it says in Yecheskel, that the etzem Yom Hazeh, you have to fast Asara B'Tevis. That's why we fast even Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. As brought in Dar Sameach in Sforum. And even though the Bes Yosef says V'liyadati Minali, where is the source of this? But it's brought in Sforum. It's found in the Tshuvas HaGeonim already. Reb Chaim Brisker and Stenzel brings it B'Shem HaBahag. Already the Geonim knew the Machlik is actually Rashi and Megillah, whatever. But Rav Rishonim seemed to say that had Asara B'Tevis fall out on Shabbos, you would fast it. And I found this year a Dover Chodesh, some Mamre Dover Neir Mabel, which was new to me at least. There's a drasha of the Chum Sofer where he says, we said last week already, when was the Yom Huledes and the Yom Estalkos from Yankov Avinu? He was born and passed away, Aleph Techag HaSukkos. So the Sforum HaKadoshim make a Cheshbon, the Bnei Yisoscha, we discussed the various opinions last week. There were 70 days of Avelus from Mitzrayim, Kum Tois, when did it finish? First day Chanukah. Others for him say, yes, but it was also 7 days of Avelos afterwards in Gur and Atad. So, Kumt Ois, when was the Kfur of Yankov Avinu, the Maros Machpela? This Chanukah. Comes the Chum Sofer and says, name, but there were also 6 days, you didn't count in, the transportation to the famous Rabban, who gives Eidos, that it takes 6 days to go from Mitzrayim to the Maros Machpela. Kumt Ois, is that when was Kfuras Yankov Avinu? Asara B'Tevis. Hasla B'Fel. From the end of Hanukkah, work it out yourself. Work it out. You're a smart man. You're a mathematician, no? Asher Alkein. Hello. Asher Alkein. We said last week that the Gemara says in Soita, when was the day that Chushim ben Don went and killed Esav was by the kvura of Yankov. Kumt ois that lefi cheshbon lechem sofer the kvura of Yankov and the death of the pagering of Esav Arasha took place on Asara B'Tevis. Dover mav. But what really struck me, there's a sefer Or David from David Young Reis in the Eidach Reis, a muiridik avort. He says, you tell me. He's going to Mokar and Zohar HaKadosh, that the Yom Huledes of Yankov Avinu was when? Aleph Techag HaSukkos. So far so good. Hello. So when was the Ibur of Yankov? When did Rivka Imenu conceive with Yankov and Esav? Hello. Hello. Are you with me? The Gemara says in Nida, right? Daf Lamed Ches, that Heroin, the complete Heroin of a woman is... how many days? In a few months. I also knew 9 months. You have it at the end of your Pesach Seder in Echad Miyadeh, Tishi Yarchelet. I knew that also. Hello. How many days? Very simple to remember. The Gemara says it. Work out the Gematria of Heroyoin. Reish Ayin Aleph. 271 days. Make a Cheshbon Vayter. So if he was born in Aleph to Chag HaSukkos, so when did Rivka Imenu conceive these two Umim, these twins? Asara B'Tevis. Asher Alkein brings the Sforim that when the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memalish Nisayim Sil Tzadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim, right? By Yankov Avinu, it's true from Allah Gavan. When was he born? Echad B'Sukkos. When did he pass away? Echad B'Sukkos, as we just said. When did he come into the world? When was he conceived? Asara B'Tevis. And the Cheshbon Lechem Sofer, when was the Kvura of Yankov Avinu? Also Asara B'Tevis. Kumtois, his existence in the world was also Miyoyim Liyoyim Asara B'Tevis to Asara B'Tevis. Why do I say existence in the world? You may remember a pasuk in the end of Parshas Toldos, where Rivka Imenu tells Yankov, go to Lovenland, to Pesuah land we are, and find yourself a wife, right? Lomo eshkol gam shneichem yoim echad. Why should I forfeit, said two children in one day? says Rashi, this Ruach HaKodesh Nizrukabo, Vinisnabo, Rifki Menel, said prophecy Sheba Yom Echad Yamusu. Kureshim Mufurish, as Mufurish in Paragamakana in Soyti Dafyud Gimu, that mentioned above. The Gemara there says, like about Oisri Shah, when Chushab Ben Don killed Esav, right, was Niskayim, the Nevuah of Rivka, Lama Eshkol Shnechem Yemech. Frek says the Gemara, Afal Pi, right, that's not Mamre literal, right? Yes? Right? Afagat the Misosam, Loibi Yemechel, have you? Kfurosan Mia Beis, right? Beis Yemechel. Even though they didn't actually die on the same day, but they were buried on the same day. Hello? Says the Maskev Ledovid on Rashi, and so it was found in two places, in Yarashvash, from the Rebbe of Yonis, the Moiritik of Ort. Since the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Hei, that Yankev Avinu Lemes, so when you're reckoning his Yortzeit, you can't reckon it. By the way, Chum Sofer says, that's the reason why Chazal weren't Mesakin, Simcha and Tzudus, on Chanukah, because Chanukah was the end of the 70 days of Avelus in Mitzrayim. And Chazal deemed it not proper that Yankiv Yisrael Sova, we should have a Seuda on the day that he... Okay. Auber says the Maskel David and the Rebbe Yonis and Moiridik. Right? If Yankiv Avinu Leimes, so you can't say his Yortzeit is Aleph B'chagas with Leimes. Right? So what shot we'll discuss later? Misa by Yankiv Avinu. It says by Yikru, you may Yisrael Lomas. We'll talk about it. Various shittas in it, right? What does it mean? The day of his kfura by Yankiv Hulaynes. So when was he nistakten? When was he closed off? When was nignos from Veltz? That took place on Asar B'Tavis. Right? Kunt ois, if you come on now, the murder of Vort, I never end of Amphi, I thought it before, the Ibur of Yankiv and Esav, and the burial of Yankiv and Esav, all is connected to Asara B'Tavis. Why is that? What's the Hiroah? What can we learn from this? What do they got to do with our Avodah Hashem? Because the Gemara famously says in Megillah Davov, Om Rabbi Yitzhok, Kesariah of Yushalayim. There's two cities, Yushalayim and HaKodesh, and Caesarea, Caesarea it's called today. Hello? Im yoyim elecha adam charbu shteyem al tamen. If someone tells you both cities are destroyed, don't believe them. If someone tells you that these two cities are inhabited, people living there, it's thriving, flourishing, al tamen. If they tell you that one is destroyed and one is flourishing, believe them. Why? Because the pastor said, Yecheskel, imala hacharova. I will fill from the churban of the others. And Reb Nachum Yitzchok says, from another mehocha, lo'oim el'oim yemats, as the Shem Va'ever told Rivka. They're opposite, kids play on those seesaws, what do you call it? If one is up, the other b'derech ha'melech has to be down. Yankiv and Esav could never be equal. One up, one down. Amala harov, lo'oim el'oim yemats. And therefore, Caesarea was when, you're not going to be a genius to work out. I mean, the Mepharshim say, who built Caesarea?
Roman.
No, Hurdus. Who was modeling himself on Roman architecture and Roman cities, and it was called the Roimi of Eretz Yisrael, and it was called Caesarea, Al-Shem, the Caesar. And the seat of government of Malchus Edwin in Eretz Yisrael was Dafkin Caesarea. So Caesarea is the polar opposite of Yerushalayim. You can't have both. There's an Echarabah which says on the Pasuk, Hoyu Sorel Roish, actually Chorva Yerushalayim, Lehoyu Samedina Chakrib Leklub. When Yerushalayim was flourishing, before Yerushalayim was destroyed, Caesarea was, the Medina was garnished. Right? Misha Chorva, Nasus Caesarea Metropolis. After the Churban Abayis, then Caesarea became a metropolis, became a thriving cities. Alderach, I've said many times, the Tfilat Tzadik, the Holy Blue Jevrebis, we say in the Zmir Shabbos, Yibone HaMikdash, Yirtziyon Tamali. If you look in all of Tanakh, with two exceptions, Kimdomani, whenever you write Yerushalayim, it's always written Chosr Yud. Yerushalayim. Always written Chosr. Right? Why is that? Because you take Yerushalayim, the way it's written in Tanakh, scramble the letters, you get the word Shel Roimi. Who is running Yerushalayim? Rome. the goyim, golus. Aber yibona hamigdash mashiach mekumen, there'll be yibona hamigdash irtziyim timale. Yerushalayim will be written not Yerushalayim but Yerushalayim with the yud. So instead of shel roimi, we'll read it as sheli roimi. We will own Rome. And this has to do with this month of Teves, as we discussed last week, Barichos. Who is the tribe of Chodesh Teves? See, actually, last week's year made a great impression, everybody. Don, hello? The Yorid Nikol HaShavotin? Aber the Bashkiach says, Degel Machne Don is Gimatria Roimi. And Chodesh Teves is Gimatria Krasot in 729. Because this is the month that Klal Yisrael Yankiv is Misgaber over Edom. Now, the Budraham, I started off by saying, the Budraham says, if Asar HaBetavis pull out on Shabbos, you would fast. So the Chansofer in one place, and the Chansofer used to give droshes a lot, Asar HaBetavis time. It's full of droshes Chansofer. Various places. So in one place, the Chansofer says, how were you allowed to be misabel to cry over the Churban Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? So the Purush Apostle. You remember, Yosef reveals himself to his brethren, and it says, he fell on Tzavori Binyamin, or Binyamin Bocha Al Tzavorov. What were they crying about? He was crying on the Churban Shilo, and he was crying on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You with me? Hello. When did this take place? What day of the week did Yosef HaTzadik reveal himself to his brethren? Huh? Well, you don't know. The pasuk is Tavoyach Tevach V'Hochein. Prepare, could eat the tomorrow. Yoichal Hashem B'Sarayim. What day was Tavoyach Tevach V'Hochein? Chazal said Erev Shabbos. Hello? Kumtois, when was this big Suda? The day after Friday, by the way, in Holy Law, at least, and where I come from, is Shabbos. Asher Algain, the day when that Yosef cried over the Churban Habayis and right, was Dafka on? Is the Charayu allowed to cry on Shabbos? So Lachur, I have no problem that Asar HaBetavis will fall out on Shabbos. It begs the question, if Tisha B'Av, which is the Churban itself, it's Nidchet the Sunday, the Tainis, the Avelis, right? So how come Asar HaBetavis, that's Chalt with the Puran Yisro, the beginning, something which happened 2.5 years before the Tisha B'Av of Churban, that you are allowed to miss Avel on Shabbos. What? Okay. The simple word is a schalt. Everything goes according to a schalt. Aber tiefes, the Sefer says a meiridige word. He says, I say this word every year. Like my, I only have limited things that I know. Very limited, trust me. But I always quote this from Sofer. It's Dvorin Yurdinikve, but it hits you in the Kishkas. Right? The first Asar HaBetavis in the ninth year, Bezin Shal. Not only was that Samach Melech Bovel, and it was Samach Al Yishalayim, he made the siege of Yishalayim. But then Bezin Shal Mayel, the Balochim sat. And they were done what should be. What is this siege going to bring? And each year they done, right? And finally, the year of the Churban, says the Holy Chansofer, Chazal say, that kol dersh le'nivna beisat, kol misha le'nivna beisat, midish b'yamav, kilochor b'yamav, kumtuiz every year in Asara B'teves Bezin Shel Maila sits and is done. Will this year a year Anacha Churban, or will this finally be the year of the Gula? Asher Alkein says the Holy Chansofer, the rule of thumb is, when do you fast on Shabbos? When do you don't fast on Shabbos? A person has Yortzeit. The meaning was always to fast on a Yortzeit. If a person's Yortzeit for father or mother falls out on Shabbos, do you fast? No. If you have a tainus cholm, which is a bad omen, do you fast on Shabbos? Yeah. What's the difference? Put your common sense. To fast over events of the past, history, does make you Shabbos. When there's a tzara, shalei tove ala tzibur, and you're being mispalel, you're fasting in order to get rid of the gezeira, that overrides even Shabbos. Kasher Alkein Tzinzan Asara B'Teve. It just tells you the Chumra of Asara B'Teve. Since every year Asara B'Teve, says Holy Chum Zofer, there's a Dion L'mayla, will this year Asher Alkein Asara B'Teve, the fast would apply even on Shabbos. And the purpose of the fast is not just a historical memory, to be masakin the whatever, the shayrish of the churban, and with that to bring geula. Asher Alkein, I understand, says the Mashgiach, b'tzoyim ha'asiri is gimatria le'yehudim v'yisa'ira, es etzem ayim azeh, es gimatria b'yin yishalem havaya. When the pasuk says, b'lo yisor l'beis esav, that's gimatria b'tkufa status. This whole period is to accentuate the positivity that we could take Asara B'Teves and turn it into a yontem. I grabbed the sword. The Sefer called told us Odom. Meiritik of Vorter. It's a Talmidei Hagro. The Vilna Gaon's Talmidim were sitting once. And they were discussing the minig brought in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Pei Zayin, that in the first Prumber, Shchoy Dishnissen, there's a minig Yisrael. Some people take out a Sefer Torah, some people read it in the Chumash. But you read each day, Prumber, Shchoy Dishnissen, the Nasi of the Yud. And different talking about how to do it. Whatever. So the Talmidei Hagro were once sitting and talking about this. Suddenly, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, the brother of Chaim Volozhiner, piped up. He was a genius, a genius, like a off the chart genius. He piped up and he says, "Amuri tika dover pella." Who is the tenth nosi? Don. Hello. That's why Tevis, the tenth month. Hello. The day of the tenth, you read the tenth nosi in Chodesh Nissan. That will be exactly the same every year, without fail, will like every year be the exact day of Yom Aleph to Rosh Hashanah. The Emes, the Mishvot, depends on the 10th day of Nisan. Why? Because that's done. And with that, they teach the pasuk, Don Yodin Ami. What happens in Don, which done for, in Yoneinu, is Mechuvin Keneged Chodesh Teves. The whole deal of Kal Yisrael, what's our future, depends on Don. And Michal, I said last week, the Leilei Teves, called in Svarim Akdashim, Leilei Teves Aruchas, long, dark months. And the female, the klippa, the Sidrach of Nukva, is called Lamed Yud, Lamed Yudzov. Yes? From the word Leilei. Because that's when the wild beasts go, the animals of prey go hunting. Which Lila is Gematria 480, which is Gematria Ubnei Don Chushim, which is Gematria Der Achren, our generation, which is Gematria of Amech Kulum Tzadikim. That in Asara B'Teves, the Koyach of Shevet Don is to bring out in every Yid, right, the Amech Kulum Tzadikim, which connect to our generation. As the pasuk says, Ki eish, I quoted this pasuk numerous times over Chanukah. Ki eishe b'choyshe chavaya early. Even when I'm in the darkness, the Eibusher is my light. Ki eishe b'choyshe chavaya early. If gimatcha ifzud mishicha, we're in the darkest days, the finster days of Golus. But the idea of Shevet Don, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin writes in the Sefer David Tzedek, is to find the pintel yid, to find the kedusha, the sheirah shanelam of every single Jew, of the kedusha which can't be destroyed. And therefore, what do we say by Don? He's called a Nochosh. Alei Derech, right? Which is Gimatria Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. That the song goes, no Jew will be left behind. Because where was Shevet Don stationed? They were the Ma'as of the whole Amachnis. By the way, it's Gimatria 770, which is Gimatria Me'oz Yetzei Mosuk. I knew you'd like it. I just threw it out, couldn't make you happy. Right? Said by Shimshin, from Shevet Don, from the bitterness, comes out something sweet. Right? And therefore, Chodesh Teves is Gimatria Hashavas Avedo. The lost people, who are in the back of the queue, who are thrown out from college, they come back. And therefore, it says, Don Yodin, says the Havas Yisrael, the Vidus Rebbe, Yodin with a long Nun, Matzapach Nun being 500, so Yodin is?
524.
I said, stop. Yodin along Nun being 700. Man Tzapach Nun, Tav is 400. So a Chav is 500. A Mem, a final Mem, is 600. Alang Nun is 7. So Yodin is 724. Hello? Which is Gimatria Chodesh Tevis, Amakoyl. Yodin Amoy is 190, which is Gematria Ketz. From Dan Yodin comes the Ki Ech Ke Echad Mishiftei Yisrael. Who's the Echad HaMeyuchad of Shiftei Yisrael? Who do you think? Shiftei Yisrael? Yehuda. How do you know? Because who built the Mishkan? Betzal ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. Ve'itoi Aliyah v'rechisam v'ach lemate. The Yuchel men ha-shvotim and the lowest of the shvotim. Hello. We said this like 1,000 times. Right? By the way, ke echod mi shiftei Yisrael seifei tevas, echod Dalit, Shifte, Yud, Yisrael, Lamed. What do I got? 44, which is Gematria David plus Yehuda. Yeah. And what was the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Shevet Don? Hello? Don Gur Aryeh. Who else does it say is a Gur Aryeh? In other words, what Nissen, what Chazal say, Ben Nissen, Nigel Abiseinu, U Ben Nissen, Nasinu Ligol, that also applies to the month of Dan, Chodesh Tevis, because Chodesh Tevis is the Indian of Kraf Sultan, with Mizgaber on. And therefore, says the Mashgiach, Ches, Tes, Yud Tevis, the 3 days of darkness, is Gimatria Necheshalim. Remember it says, Amalek fights with the Necheshalim Acharecha, the ones who pulled Tosan or Oren who were thrown out, yeah? That is the battle of this time. And remember there was a guy called Shimshon, hello, who came from the tribe of Dan. What was his last words, remember, in Gaza? Hello? And he's in the place of Edazara, between the two pillars. You never saw like, hello? Yeah? What were the last words of Shimshon HaGibor? Adnai Elikim, Zachreini no, Bechaskeini no, Ach. One time I asked you for Koyach. Hello? Adnai Elikim, Zachreini no, Bechaskeini no, right? Achapam is Gimachia Ikvis Mashiach. That's our generation. Okay, what if I could, you won't remember it. Vaitir. One of the many connections between Shevet Don and Geula could be found in this week's parsha. You got to hulk up. The part that Yosef brings from a sefer to tell you the honest truth. Never heard of the sefer called Zecher LaTzadik. A holy person, obviously. And he says on the pasuk in last week's parsha, Bnei Don, Chushim. Hello, are you with me? Huh? With Bnei Don Chushim. So it's a Mori Digavort. What is the Gematria of Shabbos? Only three letters. Huh? 702. What's special about 702? Okay. Rabbi Shterbuch, I need your like mathematical brilliance. Hello? Shema Vaya is 26. How many times 26 would it take me to get to 702 Shabbos? Very. You have a calculator. Cheating is not allowed here. So 27 times 26, right, is Shabbos. Hello? By the way, you're not going to be a genius to work. Everyone knows the famous word. Rabbois ro'ois sadik u'michulam yatzilenu havayah. Ro'ois is 676, which is chavayah, which is 26 times 26. If you only have 26 times 26, ro'ois. Add one more Havaya, 27. The reasons for it, you got to look at the Yisrael in regular Yishar. I'm not trying to elaborate. Not that I understand, not you will understand. Whatever. Are you with me? So 27 times Havaya equals Shabbos. Hello. And you all know the Gemara in Pesachim, Il Molei Mosuk Midvash. Il Molei Meshamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbos Yis Miyarein Negolim. If Eden keep two consecutive Shabboses, they'll be redeemed. So each Shabbos is 27 times Havaya. Yes? 27 times 26 is 702. Two Shabboses is 2 times 27 times Havaya. Hello? How much is mathematician new? 27 plus 27? Huh? 54. I give you a choice. Which one of Yud Beis Shiftiko? Their name is Gematria 50. Don. Therefore, Don symbolizes the idea of Shabbos, and in the Chus of Shabbos, Miyad Heim Nigol. Right? And therefore, he teaches Uvnei Don, what is the tulda? What comes out from Don? Chushim. Ches, Shin, Yud, Mem, scrambled letters, what do you got? Mashiach. Or in this week, Hilo? Yes? Don is called Nochash Alei Derech, yeah? Nochash is Gimatria. Which is Gimatria? Bingo. You got it. Mashiach, 358. If you don't know that after all these years, forget about it. I'm resigning. Hello? So Don, which is two times the 27, yeah. Habayis. Okay. What does this mean? On a simple level, for Noshim Kerkenu. We said, the pastor said in Yecheskel, dealing with our potatoes. Vahi Dvar Hashem B'shana Tishas L'Chodesh Asir. It's at the ninth year of, right? Yeah? On the 10th month, B'Esr L'Chodesh, on the 10th day of the month of Teves, 10-10, right? So the Eibishter says to Yecheskel, Ben Adam, K'soiv L'Cha Hashem HaYoyim, write down this name, Shem HaYoyim, right? That's es etzem ayoyim azeh samach melech bovel al Yerushalayim. Melech bovel nuchanetz yamach shemayim. He was the one who laid siege on Yerushalayim. All the mafarshim ask why, when we refer to Asar B'Tevis nuchanetz, we say samach melech bovel. Samach is from the lashon smicha sad, right? You should have said tsar melech bovel. He laid siege. What's the idea of samach? So the Chum Sofer says, when we say Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, like it's in the 10th month, hello, 9th year, 10th month, 10th day of the month, K'soiv Hashem HaYom Hazeh, what is this Yom? So the Radak Al-Asar says, we're not only telling you the day of the month, as we do usually, we're telling you the day of the week. What day, Stam, is HaYom? How do you know? Because you have three meals on Shabbos. Why do you have three meals on Shabbos? Ichlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayoyim. Hayoyim leisim tu basot. So hayoyim stam is always called what? So says the Chum Sofer, a moirid kechidish niflo. So which day of the week was somach melech bovel al Yishalayim? Shabbos. What's that somach? Because generally the Torah tells us, the Eibush said, is haftocho v'loi sakiyah ha'oretz eschem. Eretz Yisrael will not vomit you out. Might spit you out. Because that soul belongs to Eden. It certainly does not belong to Goyim. Hello? But in the for the Aveira of Chil Shabbos, right? And a Goy is not Mitzvah on Shabbos. For the Aveira of Chil Shabbos, which is the Yisoid of all of the Yiddishkeit, right? For that Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Zion, that Nebuchadnezzar was scared to lay siege on Yerushalayim, because he's not an idiot, right? He knows what happened to Sancheirov last time someone wanted to lay siege on Yerushalayim. In one night, him and his whole army were killed out. Nebuchadnezzar had Meirah. Nor vosomach, Nebuchadnezzar relied on the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that even though by Yerushalayim it says, V'leyitzev boivach oid oral v'tomin, oral v'tomin can't come to Yerushalayim, but in the Schus of Shabbos, that Eden or Bechal Shabbos, and it says Tafkin in the Mufurish, in the Rabuah of Yirmiyah, that in because of the Aveir of Chil Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash was Chorob. Right? And therefore, on that he relied and he wasn't scared. Right? By the way, when did this prophecy in Yecheskel take place? Which year? The ninth year. Hello? When was the actual Churban Beis HaMikdash? This is Asar B'Tevis, ninth year nine. When did it actually take place? Tisha B'Av, year 11. Hello? So it's 2.5 years between Av Yerushalayim is in siege. Chas Sofer makes the Cheshbon in the period. When did the idea come to Chutz Laaretz that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav? Hey Tevis. That's why. What? Afterwards. Says the Sefer HaChesed, if you count up the days, right? How many days were there between the beginning of the siege and the Churban HaBayis? Hello? Gimatria Shabbos, 702. Vale Doverhu. Because Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah that the Yediyah of the Churban Beis HaMikdash was kosher like the Churban Gufa. Alright? So in other words, the whole Churban took place connected Yerushalayim because of Chilul Shabbos. As the pasuk says in Yechezkel Kapitel Chavez, Umi Shabso Yisai Halimu Eineche Eineche Eineem, from Yidno Malam Ayin from Shabbos, Va'achel B'Soichem. And the Eibush came profaned, so to speak, by Yochel in Yerushalayim. By the way, what is the gematria of the word Shabso Yisai? I'll give you a hint. Shin is 300. Two tufts are 400 apiece. So what do I got? 1100. And how much is?
1116.
You can't count, man. Yud is 10. Vav is 6. Bez is 2. What do I got?
18.
Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem is 1358, man. 1118. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Because Shabbos, the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit is Shema Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? Shabbos is the attestment that the, by the way, yeah, that the Eibishter created the world, right? So Shabbos is the Iker of Emunah. And therefore, Chodesh HaAsiri is Gimachia Ubocha Bakuk V'midamal. Next word. All of Yiddishkeit, why did Habakkuk take all 613 mitzvahs and to crystallize it in one principle of Munah? Yeah, hello? Because who is Habakkuk? I've said this like 1,000 times, said in Sora Magdation. Oh, come on. You guys are like schluffing the berries, as Rabbi Balkan used to say. Hello? Remember, there was a woman who didn't have children, and finally she has a child, and one day she goes to the house and sees the baby never died, and you call cut death today. And what does she do? She didn't call Hatzalah, she didn't call Misafkim Chabeirim, she didn't even call the NHS, it's a waste of time. Hello? She called who? The Navi. And the Navi comes, and he puts pelt, and the Tchias HaMeisim. Who, to say the Sforim HaKadosh, who does Habakkuk symbolize? Us. The day of Achrus Hayomim, Ikhtud Mashiach. Who are 80 years ago, there was a Holocaust, you consider dead. Time magazine once said that there will no more Orthodox Jews will be in America after 19, whatever. Well, yeah? The Vaila Time magazine is long extinct, and Yiddishkeit, Am Yisrael, Chai V'Kai. Hello? A Look magazine, whatever. Are you with me? Hello? Achrus Hayomim is Gimachia, Rabbi Munasecha. Yeah? And therefore, remember that the pasuk says, "Hello, the Eibush." Last week's parsha, that the Eibush there appears to Yankov, to Yisrael, and he says to him, "Yaakov, Yaakov, Bayomer, Amen." And what does he say? Anoichi Hakel Elikei Avicha Al Tira Mirudom Mitzrayimo Shlagalos Yerusham. Anoichi Eired Imcha Vanoichi Olcha Gamla. I'll go down with you in Egypt. I'll pick you up from Egypt. Right? Eired is Gematria, 205. What else is 205? Don't forget, this is the first Gullus ever in Pekal Yisrael in Jewish history. Eired is Gematria, Bovel, Moda, Yovan, and Edom. I said it like 1,000 times. You don't have to be a genius. Hello? You're going down to Mitzrayim. This is going to be the beginning of all Gullus. Ober Vanoichi I'm going to pick you up also. What is that pshat? So, Ramot Zilber, the Chin says, what is the whole purpose of Golos? The way the Eibush created the world, Derech HaTeva, it starts off with which letter? Beis of Bereishis. Over the, right? Yeah? If I remember correctly, hello? Yeah? The whole purpose of the Golos of the Bria is from the Beis, which symbolizes multiplicity. We should come to the Aleph of Anoichi. The Raz of the Echad, that there's only one Eibishter and there's nothing else in the world but the Eibishter. And however, and the Goyim, remember, the whole Soid of Chet Etzadas, Chet Egel, is from the Aleph. You switch it, there's a letter which is very, in the Hebrew alphabet, very similar to an Aleph, it's called Ayin. Remember, Oyer, we discussed 1,000 times, hello? And when you, instead of Shema, is Shem Ayin. The first thing Yaakov Avinu does when he goes to Golos Mitzrayim, he says Shema. Shema is Shem Ayin. right? The goyim, when they made their haflaga, what did they do? V'naselanu shame. We want a shame. And the whole purpose of Shema Yisrael is to proclaim to the entire universe that the Eibishter is Echad. And he's the one who also oisa v'yasa kol ha'mais. Right? And therefore, do I get this view? Shema plus Echad, the first word and last word of the Pasuk, is Gimachi Yud B'Tevis. Because the whole purpose of Golos and the whole purpose of our B'Tevis is to come to the Hakorah, there's an Eibishter. And what day of the week is it? Rosa de Echod, where he professes, he proclaims his belief in the Eibishter, Shabbos. And therefore all this battle between Yankiv and Esav all surrounds the battle of Shabbos. You remember when we discussed last week how, according to many opinions, the Sefer HaKarnayim, which is just for Polish, Yankiv, Avraham Avinu passed away. What day was that? From Tevis, the verse. According to, right? Because it says Tikover B'Seva Toiva, which is Rashi Tevis. Backwards Tevis. Come on, Tevis. And what happened at the Kfura of Avraham Avinu? Esav comes from the Sod of Uoyi, and he tells Yankiv, who's cooking up this Nazir Adoshim, Halitaini Namar Adam, yeah? To which he says, I'll make a deal with you. Michra Kayoim Es Bechayros Choli. Hello? I've said this in the past. What is this word kayoim? Michras b'charosuli. What kayoim? Hello, it's Shabbos. How did you know that? Have you heard of me before? You learned it in Nimri Noyim or the Bnei Sofer in Agud Kala, whatever. Yeah, but it's far. Why michra kayoim? How do you spell kayoim? Chaf yud vav mem. Is Rashi Tev? Is Nutrikun? Kulam yizbiu biyus angu mitudech. What's that? Because Yankov and Esav Chazal say divided the worlds. Esav took Eilam Haza and Yankov took Eilam Haba. Hello? I don't understand. If Yankov took Eilam Haba and he has no chelik Eilam Haza, how in the world is he going to rekayim the mitzvahs maisius? How do they have challenge on Shabbos? If you would know the kedusha of challenge and kugel, well, it's four magdations be gival. How is he going to have challenge? No, he knows that it's impossible to keep Shabbos to Eilam Hazeh. Michra kayoin kulam yizbiu b'yis angu mituvecho. And therefore he had the chelak, that's his chelak. And the schutz of that, since kol brechoin, iloin b'satoin, b'shvi talyim, it all depends on Shabbos. Once you have Shabbos, you have no afteyach for all brachas, begashmis, and bruchnis. And you must gaber on your enemies, as Chazal say, that on Shabbos, kol dinam is abrimina, all dinam on this battle, and this choyach of yet. By the way, Shabbos is also called the Bechor. Why is Shabbos called the Bechor? Because Bechor represents the first. When was Shabbos created? Shabbos is one of the things that are kodma le'olam. Before the Eibishter actually physically created the world, there already was a Shabbos. And therefore Shabbos is called Bechor. Are you with me? As the Igeres Atil from the brother of the Ramli Prag says, the words Bechor, Beis Chof Reish, you're not going to be a rocket scientist to figure out, these are everything doubled. Aleph is 1, 2 times 1 is 2. Yud is 10, in the 10 digits, double that is 20, Chof. And Kuf is 100, double that is Reish. So Bechor itself, and therefore Chazal say in Medrash, everything on Shabbos is double. The punishment is double. The schar of Shabbos is double. The omer of the chelik of the man was everything is double on Shabbos. Lecha Mishnah, everything on Shabbos is double. Mizmer Shir, the shir of Shabbos is double. The carbon of Shabbos is double. Everything on Shabbos is double because Shabbos is the bechor of the world, and a bechor gets pishnayim. So through Shmir Shabbos, you get not only olam haba, but you also get olam. Has it. And even if a person did something wrong, Shabbos is Kliyum Nafsi Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Eibish, it's called Shavit Shel Melech. And the din is that if a Melech has a garment or an implement, a keli, if a non-royal, right, uses Shavit Shel Melech, it's Chayav Misa, the Gemara. And therefore, Goyish Shavas, Chayav Misa. Kum Toi Shabbos is Meirir that we are Bonim Lashem Alikechem. Kum Toi, that's why the Bnei Yisrael says famously in the Chidor that the whole idea of Tshuva depends on Shabbos. And if you don't accept Shabbos. Hello? You don't accept that even our bonim, so you can't possibly do tshuva, because tshuva depends on of shemachal al kvedei, kvedei machal, where b'chinas bonim. As I said, this pa'amim ein svir, which is famous word of the Bnei Yisrael Chabri from the Chayz of Lubin, Paul says, nachnu poshanu umarinu, va'atol leisalachtu. What's nachnu? Nachnu, the Chayz of Taich is miloshin menucha. Nachnu, Poshanu, Marinu, if we're Pesheya in Shabbos, in the Menucha of Shabbos, Va'atol Le'Salach, then there's no Mechila, there's no Tshuva, Tshuva, nothing helps. All brachas depend on what? On Shabbos. Okay, this is the Hakdamah to the Shir, I wanted to say. And now you get, oh. So the purpose, of the Kitzur, the summary is, from this week's, from the Asara B'Tevis, I learned that what? That all of the victory of Yankov Avinu over Esav, which is the victory of Asara B'Teves, which Asara B'Teves is the day of the Ibur of Yankov and Esav, the Estalkus of Yankov and Esav, all this connected, is all totally in the Avodah of Shevet, of Chodesh Teves, the Avodah of Don, and Don is two times, some of you remember, 27, which is the Avodah of Shabbos, because Shabbos is 27 times Avaya. Hello, are you with me?
Yeah?
The idea of Shabbos. Now, how did this fit into the general theme of this week's parasha? By the way, which is a Shabbos of the Chaskus, the old Biyana Rebbe said, Mary de Gavort. We have a principle halacha, Gimel pa'amim havei chazaka, right? Yeah? Three times the Shabbos is the inyan of chizuk. How do you know? So one pasuk says in the parasha, Vayischazek Yisrael, right? Next, when you finish the whole parasha, you start, everyone screams out together, Chazak, Chazak, Vayischazek. And what does David HaMelech tell his son Shlomo in the Haftarah? Ve'achzakta v'yitlish. What's the chizuk of this parasha? The pasuk starts off, beginning of the parasha, Vayechi Yankov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, 889. How many years? 17. How much is 889 plus 17? 906. Which is Gimatria Eirei Shel Moshiach. Which is Gimatria Shikutzis, Shavaseinu Kabel, Shmat Takaseinu Le'a Talumis. Right? Which, whatever. Whatever. Which is Amalach Agoyle Si Mikol Ra. Hello? Oisi. What is Oisi? How do you spell Oisi in Balkaira, no? Aleph Tuf Yud, 411. Hello? What if you take Ra, 270, out of 411 from Oisi? 141. Which is Gimachia? Who just said that? Oh. Which is Gimachia Mitzvah? Hamalach, Hagoyel, Eisi, Mikolai. You take out the Ra, you're left with mitzvahs, and therefore this parasha has within it the, as long as you are attached to Yankov Avinu, right? Okay, now, Derech Agav, there's a famous Medrash plea that everyone goes wild on. It's, remember there's a passing in Parashah Shemini called Ahoylech Al-Gochin? Yeah? Says the Medrash, the Rebbe Yenislim brings it up. Tamon Meis Yankov, there Yankov Avinu died. What's he talking about? Because you could scream from today till tomorrow the Yankov Avinu Lemes in the schools of Yankov. Oh, but if you're a Hoylech Al Gochen, you're attached to the Nochosh, the Strach, or the powers of evil, dear Yankov Avinu Lemes, only when he's the father, if you act, if you walk with Darkei Ovis. Right? One of the Inyonim, that's why we can talk about it for hours. Hinini Hoylech Bederach Al Oretz, Vechzak Vizlish. Hoylech, because when you die, you're called an oymed, not a hoylech. How could I be a hoylech after posthumously? If you, son, will be a mensch, then the father, that's why bro, krodavu, we discussed countless times why should it compare to a foot, right? Because you walk and the oymed becomes a mahalach. Which day of the week is specifically connected to Yankov Avinu? Shabbos. How do you know? What does that got to do with this week's parasha? In a nutshell, everyone asked the obvious, glaring chotzkasha. What do you mean, Yankov Avinu Lemes? It says Vayikru Bnei Yisrael Lomus. The simple answer brought in Al Shechid: there are two Yankovs. Everyone has one name. You're giving out your bris, right? Hello. Yankov had two names. First, he was called Yankov, and afterwards, he's called Yisrael. If you're in the Kitzur Nimrod, when Yankov hears that Yosef is Torah, Torah, Yosef, he thinks, what happened? His neshama left him. Hello? And it went lemaila. Which neshama? The neshama of Yisrael. The neshama of Yankee Melech. The neshama of Yisrael still remained with him. Hello? When he reunited with Yosef, Vatechi Ruach Yankov. So the neshama of Yankov and the neshama of Yisrael. When he passed away, every time it says Misa, the Gabi Yisrael, not by Yankov. By Yankov says Asifas Ragla, but doesn't say Alosh and Misa. Because Yankov remains, that's the Rabbein of Achaya, whatever we talk about, the Tzioni, that the neshama of Yankov is always there, Choyfif, on him, ready to go back into his body anytime. Says the Pechospino, it's about Kitzer Nimitz, the whole Shmizness. You remember someone who also was like Yankov Avinu? Who even after he seemingly passed away, he still came down? No, he never died. Next. Rebbe. Gemara in Kiddushin, hello? And every Friday night, he came down, and he came down to his family. And the Kiva Eger brings the Gleon HaShas, Allah Sad, the Hebrew Siddim, he not only came down to his family Friday night, hello? He made Kiddush. Normally, the Mason Chavshi, is a Chrayi was considered to be, even after he left this world, someone B'chui in the midst. And he could be Moisi others, hello? Why dafka did he come Friday night? Why not Tuesday night? What's... Uh-oh. Because on Shabbos, a Yid has... What is a Nesham Yisera, by the way? How does Rashi and Bey attach to Nesham Yisera? Ruich of Halev, that you could eat and drink and you're happy and... Everyone goes wild, like, hello. That's the Nesham Yisera. Right? To have a good piece of cocoa. In the Kitzin Nimritz, the Archaim HaKadosh says, it's a famous Archaim. The Eibishter, before the Chet, Eitadas, yeah? Avadam Rishon Chabad, they're in Gan Eden. Hello? Yeah? What was the plan here? They're going to remain in Gan Eden? Isn't the whole Tachlis, you want eventually to come and go to Elam Haba, Lis'anig, Mizif Kvoide, right? Hello? Says the Archaim HaKadosh, Klal Godel, the purpose is that if Adam Rishon had he not sinned, he would be Ka'odam Hador Babayis Ubaliyah. It's like you have a two-story house. Up and down. Right? And because we've messed up, right? Therefore you can't be to get to Tanugi Elam Haba, you have to first divest yourself of the physical, the awkward, the gufa awkward achomer. But if you are the Madrega of Yankov Avinu, which is Kiddusha, we say Akel HaKodesh is the bracha of Yankov Avinu, right? That Indian applies, what? The Gash, by Yankov Avinu. And when does a Yi tap into the Kiddusha of Yankov Avinu? When do we get to Nachos Yankov Avinu? Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos, you have an Hashem Yisera, and Shabbos, even the food and drink, unlike what happens to the Marishan through eating or whatever, you're able to tap it. I'm going back to what we said before. Asher Alkin, I understand that the Schus of Don, two times the union of Shabbos, Shnei Shabbos, is we're Zoycha that these days will be transformed, the Sosir, the Simchul, the Meidim Tevim, and we'll be Zoycha to dance in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything will be turned only for Simchus, Yeshua's Fahid.